This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Information at neapdx.org. Interested vendors can send email to Ryan, PA, at neapdx.org.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. I'm your host tonight, Leanne Kranz, and our engineer is Delphine. Our collective brings you this show every Friday night at 6 p.m., and women have had this forum on KBOO since 1978, making it the longest-running feminist radio show in the country. And just a reminder, this collective is always open to new members. So if you're interested in getting involved in front of the mic or behind the scenes, please contact KBOO's volunteer coordinator, Ani Haynes. And also, you can catch up with us on KBOO's website, kboo.fm/breadandroses, or on Facebook under KBOO Bread and Roses. Tonight, by popular demand, we welcome back Sprig Health, a local organization that provides all Portland and Seattle area residents with an alternative way to access affordable health care, with or without insurance, offering direct access to providers at up to half the cost. We had them on Bread and Roses back in November, and in the subsequent months, we heard such moving feedback from listeners who had been listening that night and they'd been postponing their medical care due to lack of insurance or finances or time, and they were then able to move forward using Sprig Health to access the services they needed. I heard back from listeners personally. Sprig Health heard back. So we definitely wanted to get the word out again to folks. With us again tonight is Sabrina Blair, Manager of Customer Relations at Sprig Health. And she will share information about Sprig Health and how it all works and introduce a new program called the CareSaver Program, which enables employers to provide employees with access to affordable care. It's like an additional discount on top of the already low Sprig rates. Later in the show, we will be joined by Sprig Health's newest therapist, Morgan Fitzgibbon. She specializes in providing counseling for LGBTQ young adults and adults, and also poly and non-monogamous relationships. She uses affirmative therapy and a compassionate approach and practices right here in our town. And during this spring membership drive, Sprig Health has generously donated some thank you gifts if you call during this hour. Sabrina Blair, would you like to talk about what you all have brought in tonight?
Much, Leanne. I'm just so honored to be back and so excited to talk about Sprig Health again and the new CareSaver program and introduce our new therapist on the site. So we have a lot of great giveaways here. We've got a couple of either chiropractic or massage visits that we're going to give away. And we're just excited to be able to offer that to your listeners.
So if you call in this hour at 877-500-5266, you can choose whether you want a massage or a chiropractic visit or a free mammogram screening. And you'll be helping KBOO and helping yourself.
Absolutely.
For sure. Okay. Well, we have a little mic switch happening in here. Sorry if y'all couldn't hear Sabrina Blair. We're getting her a functioning mic now. How's that working, Sabrina?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, wonderful. So I'll just repeat. I'm very excited, very honored to be back on KBOO, and I am just so excited to talk about the Sprig Health Program and the CareSaver Program. And I'm excited to bring the giveaways, the two chiropractic or massage visits, plus the screening mammogram. It's just a great thing for us to be able to do. We're excited to be able to do it, and we're hoping that people will use it and take care of themselves.
Yay. Well, why don't we go ahead and welcome Leela into the conversation, and then when we come back, we will talk more in depth about Sprig Health and what you all, your new program.
Okay.
Welcome, Leela.
Thanks, Leanne. I'm Leela Pruitt. I'm one of the hosts of Bread and Roses. And you know, community radio is scarce in the U.S. A lot of people have never listened to any. And as you can hear from the show tonight, we're bringing you a community-based service, news of a community-based opportunity to access healthcare. We regularly hear from new listeners about how excited they are that a station like KBOO exists. We need to hear from you now. Call 877-500-5266 and tell us that you value this station. Whether you're new to Portland or have lived here your whole life, if you've listened to KBOO for the first time tonight, or you've been listening for years, share your excitement and call us now to support this station. We need you. Where else will you get timely information about what you can access in your own community, as well as timely information that you don't hear on commercial radio stations about the rest of the world? We have Amy Goodman with Democracy Now! We have a number of programs that provide you something you will never, ever find on commercial radio stations. So please call now, 877-500-5266, or see us on the web, kboo.fm, and click on the tip jar to make your donation online. We have a lot of thank you gifts. For a $60 per year minimum donation, you can walk away with a KBOO ceramic mug, a Boo Air t-shirt, or a 2013 Portland Chinook book, the mobile version. And for a $90 minimum donation, we have something special this year called That Shirt. And it talks on the back about how KBOO isn't just for certain weird groups anymore, like commie pinko freaks or self-righteous gutter punks. It's a funny shirt. It talks about just about everybody that's ever become part of KBOO. And you might want to get yours now. So call 877-500-5266 and make that donation now. $60 a year is $1.12 a week. Who could even get a latte for $1.12 a week? Folks, we need you to call now, 877-500-5266, or see us on the web, kboo.fm. Call now.
You're listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO. Our guest tonight, we have Sprig Health back in the house. We have Sabrina Blair, Manager of Customer Relations, and one of their partner practitioners, Morgan Fitzgibbon, that's two words, and her specialty is counseling LGBTQ folks, as well as poly non-monogamous couples. So we'll be hearing from her a little bit later on. And again, Sprig Health has generously donated two visits, either to a chiropractor or a massage therapist of your choice within the Sprig network, or a mammogram screening. So we do encourage you to call in and help yourself and help KBOO. The number again, 877-500-5266. Sabrina Blair, can you give folks listening an idea of what Sprig Health is all about?
Absolutely. So Sprig Health is just a way, an easy way for people who pay cash for their services to find a healthcare visit And that's really where Sprigg Health shines. We're not an insurance company. We do not have financial aid. We don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. If it has to do with insurance, we just don't do it. We have very good prices on the site. If you have insurance, you can use Sprigg Health, but we don't bill your insurance. We're not a healthcare provider. We actually partner with great providers throughout the area to provide healthcare services to our customers. So we've got a lot of well-respected providers throughout the Portland area that people are already familiar with. So you can continue to use your provider. If they're on Sprigg, you can continue to use that provider and just use Sprigg as a way to book the appointment and get great rates for it, great discounted rates.
So folks without insurance can access reduced rate services by paying cash. And you mentioned also if you have insurance, you can use it. For instance, if you have a high deductible or your insurance doesn't cover certain things.
Yes.
It's another way for you to get the health you need.
Yes, absolutely. So we actually have a lot of patients who use Sprigg Health. They have high deductible coverage. And they will go on to Sprigg, and you have to be careful. You have to check with your insurance company to see whether or not it is an eligible program before you actually use Sprigg in that way. And really, you just go on, you book. If they say it's okay, you go and you book, and you make sure that you've met all the requirements. Sometimes they ask for a pre-auth to be able to book the service. And once you're all done, you print the receipt, and they usually ask you for a couple of more things, which you can get directly from the provider, and then you would submit it to your insurance company. So just make sure that you double check with your insurance company to make sure that you can do that. We have a lot of high deductible insurance people using the service for imaging. So imaging is where really we shine, for especially for high deductible folks. They a lot of times we beat what the insurance company has negotiated with the imaging company, and they'll be able to save themselves and their insurance company money by using Sprigg.
And why are you able to offer such low rates? It was like up to 50%.
We cut out the insurance company, and that's really how we are able to offer these low rates. So the providers that we deal with, they don't have to bill the insurance. A lot of times there's a really large billing department that they work with. There's a large collections department. And so because Sprigg Health, you're able to book the service and prepay for the service, you're more than likely going to show up for the service because you've already paid. So they're not losing any money by having an empty chair there. They do not have to send somebody to collections if there's no payment. The payment's already been made. And so we've had a lot of excited providers because they've been able to work more efficiently. They don't have to deal with the insurance companies, and they don't have to deal with collections. It's just more cost savings for them. It's cost savings for the patient, and it just allows the providers to work more efficiently.
This cuts out a lot of middle people.
It does.
And puts you right, kind of connected right to the provider.
Yes, like. Absolutely.
How do folks find out about you? Can you give them your URL so they can begin checking this out if they're interested?
Absolutely. It is Sprigg, S-P-R-I-G, health.com. Again, that's S-P-R-I-G, health.com. And we have a lot of great services. For the services that are searched on the site, the top three are illness and injury, imaging, chiropractic, and then we also have dentistry, massage, acupuncture, optometry, therapy, laboratories, physical exams. All of those things are the top 10 things that are most searched for on the Sprigg Health site, and we offer all of those services.
Yeah, I was really impressed when I first checked out your site, and I noticed when I was researching again for this show, you've added, you keep growing,
yes,
adding services. Now it's up to 370 providers,
yes,
and 130 different services.
Yes.
I was amazed. It's alternative medicine as well as traditional medicine, and all kinds of therapeutic self-care sorts of things.
It is, and it's really been very exciting to just offer so many services to our customers. We get emails, so all the time from the customer service. So if you have a service that you're interested in and you don't find it on the site, then just shoot us off an email. And if we have a provider who offers that service, then we will work with them to put that on the site. It's one of the ways we got on ultrasound. We had a a customer who needed an ultrasound, and so we were able to do that. We had a customer who needed a biopsy. We were able to do that. We're not able to do it in all cases. We have to have the provider there first. So if the provider is not there, then it just takes us a little bit longer to get that service online.
Since this is Bread and Roses, I thought I'd ask, can you talk about some specific women-related services that you offer?
Absolutely.
Or family-related?
Yes, so we have screening mammograms. I love screening mammograms. And Leanne, we've talked before, and so you know that I've got a prior health issue, but also previously I found lumps. They found lumps in my breast. And so for me, screening mammogram is such an important thing to do as a preventative measure. And so it's so important for women, because if you don't do the screening mammograms, then if they do find some sort of symptom later on, then there's more of the possibility that it has spread outside of the breast. So I think screening mammograms are the one thing that we women can do for ourselves that is just so easy to do. And we have them on the site for $125. And tonight we've got the giveaway. So I'm really excited about that. And then we have women's wellness exams. We have just a lot of things that are fun for women. Acupuncture. We have spa massages. And we have energy healing. We have yoga. We have just a lot of things that women, I as a woman, just love.
Vital health services.
It is vital.
And again, Sprig Health has donated a screening mammogram for any callers. So call 877-500-5266. We're going to welcome Delphine back into the conversation.
Thank you, Leanne. I'm here with Leela, and yes, I'm Del, and the three of us, how wonderful, are hosts of this great collective, Bread and Roses. I feel so honored every Friday that I am on the air, to be on the air and be able to share with you this platform, because this is really what this is intended to be. This is intended to be an informative show, a show that not only directs you to great services, but then also on great occasions like tonight, actually gives back to you. So if you call now, and make a donation to KBOO, your community radio station, you get a massage or a mammogram. The number to call is 877-500-5266. You can also go online to kboo.fm and donate there. Click on the tip jar. Go ahead and donate. One of the features that I really like about the KBOO website during fund drives is you can see the progress that we have made, how much money we have raised, but also how much more we have to raise. And this is where you can help. And while you are on our website, go check out the Bread and Roses page. You can read a little bit more about me, about Leela, about Leanne. You can listen to our past shows if you missed last week's shows, if you missed the show before, or if you want to suggest to us what you would like to have on the air. Make your donations now to KBOO, 877-500-5266.
Yes, and this is Leela. I think it's very exciting that Sprig Health has donated one free mammogram screening for the first person who donates a $180 minimum pledge. $180 a year is 49 cents a day, folks. That's next to nothing. You can't even get a newspaper for 49 cents a day. So please call now, 877-500-5266. And also, Sprig Health has donated two, I believe, gift certificates for either a massage or a chiropractic visit. That's for a $100 minimum pledge. And a $100 pledge per year, 27 cents a day, just a little over a quarter. Just about everybody can do that. So please call now, 877-500-5266. And we want to stop for just a moment and thank today's food donors, local businesses that provide us with the meal refreshments for the staff working on the membership drive. That's Gravy at 5957 North Mississippi Avenue, Tapalaya, 28 Northeast 28th Avenue, and Hot Lips Pizza, 2211 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard.
Yes, 877-500-5266. These restaurants have donated to their community radio station by providing what they could to feed our volunteers. Now it is time to, for you to donate the way you can. And Lila talked about what you can get for a $180 minimum donation today is a mammogram, which is very essential and costs way more than that. Or for a $100 minimum pledge, a massage or a chiropractic visit. And you can make your pledge today, but the money doesn't have to all come out of your bank account today. If you would like to set up an electronic funds transfer, which is what I have, for example, I give a small amount every month. It's very simple. It's easy. It's all set up. I don't forget to give. And I feel honored every month when I see that this amount of money is going to community radio, because community radio is essential to my life. Therefore, I give back. 877-500-5266.
And for those listeners who have been long-term members of KBOO, it's easy to forget that your EFT has not been updated. If you have a month-to-month contribution that comes out of your checking account automatically, maybe you've forgotten to call in this year to one of our membership drives and update that donation. We make you eligible for a new thank you gift every time you call in to increase your donation. Please call now, 877-500-5266. We need you. We need you to keep the lights on. We need you to keep the machinery going. We have these wonderful volunteers coming in to produce radio programming that's essential for our community. We need your help to do that. 877-500-5266.
And don't forget the website, kboo.fm. Again, this is an easy way to donate online, because maybe you are not close to your phone, or maybe you just don't feel like calling. So you can go online and do all of this, and you are still eligible for a thank you gift. So make sure you go visit our website, and again, check out Bread and Roses, and maybe check out how to volunteer so you can come and help us out. 877-500-5266. We're going back to Leanne and her wonderful guests from Sprig Health.
Thank you, Delphine and Lila. I appreciate it. You're listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO. Our guests are Sabrina Blair of Sprig Health and one of their newest therapists, Morgan Fitzgibbon. She is a Portland-based therapist who specializes in counseling LGBTQ young adults and youth. We'll hear from her in just a moment. But first, Sprig Health has a brand new program that they're launching this week, that actually enables employers to offer additional savings to their employees. If you can't offer full-blown healthcare, this is a really wonderful way to help your employees get the care they need, and the costs are quite low. So Sabrina, would you mind giving us the details about the CareSaver program?
Yes, thanks, Leanne. So the Sprig Health CareSaver program is specifically for employer groups. And so it can be employers that are anywhere from 2 or 5 employees on up to 500. And we're really excited, especially for the small business owner. A lot of times a small business owner is not able to offer their employees any sort of health benefits. And the membership is not a health insurance benefit. It's just basically a membership that allows that employee to receive additional discounts on top of the already discounted price for Sprig Health visits. So, for example, a women's wellness exam, if you were to go into any provider in the Portland area, more than likely you would pay about $425. And that's including if you were to have the visit, plus the pelvic exam, and plus the PAP and the lab costs. On Sprig Health, you can actually purchase that visit for around $180. If you're a CareSaver member, you get an additional 10% off. So if you are an employer, you can roll out this program to your employees, and they can receive an additional 10% off of the already low prices on Sprig Health. So, for example, in addition to the women's wellness exam, that would be $162 for a CareSaver member for a mammogram. If you walk in off the streets and you pay for a screening mammogram, as a cash-paying customer, it's probably about $243, $245. As a Sprig customer, it would be $125, which is just a great price. For a CareSaver member, it's $112. Urgent injury visits, $173 as a cash pay customer, $100 for a regular Sprig member. So these are great, still great prices. And then on top of that, for this CareSaver member, it's $90. MRI, $1,100. For the CareSaver member, it's $536. So it's just a great way to save additional money. And if you're not an employer and you are an employee that does not have these benefits, this is a great way for you to bring it to your employer and say, hey, look at this. This is just a great program. Can we do this?
So it covers things. I looked at your new brochure, and it covers things like dental care, and illness and injury visits, homeopathy, naturopathic care, chiropractic, massage, sports physicals, eye exams, vaccinations.
Yes, everything that's on the site is available for the CareSaver member. So if you need a sports physical, if you need a dental visit, you can go onto the site, and this everything that you see on the site is eligible for that additional CareSaver discount.
Is there a cost to employers? How does that work?
There is. So the cost is $50 per employee, which is just a lot of savings, and that's for an annual membership too. So $50 per employee for that annual membership. So when you think about how much you would normally pay per month for an employee health insurance plan, I mean, that's just so great. It's not insurance, but it's just an additional way to offer that employee additional savings. And so, and actually, if you give me a call, the first five people that give me a call and from the radio show and tell me that they heard me on KBOO, I will actually offer five free memberships, CareSaver memberships, to those employer groups for however many employees that they have.
Unlimited employees?
Unlimited employees. So if you have two employees, come and call me, and you're one of those top five, I will give you that membership for free. If you have 500 employees and you call me and you're one of the first five, I will give you that membership for free.
How can folks get in touch with you, Sabrina?
So there's two ways you can get in touch with me. One is to send me an email, and that is Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A, .Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at sprighealth.com, or you can give me a call. And our 800 number is 855-MY-SPRIG, or that's 855-697-7744. And again, that's 855-697-7744. And you can just ask for Sabrina Blair.
Nice offer. Thank you, Sabrina.
You're welcome.
We'll talk about the CareSaver program a little bit later in the show and remind folks all about Sprig Health and this new program. But right now, I can't wait to talk to our other guest here in the studio, Sprig Health's newest therapist in their approved providers, Morgan Fitzgibbon. She practices here in our town, specializing in LGBTQ, young adults, and adult counseling. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yay. Wow. Thank you for the work you're doing in this community. And would you mind telling folks a little bit more about you and your practice, how you approach your clients?
Sure. So I work primarily with LGBTQ community. I also work with polyamorous and non-monogamous partners. I work a lot with people in the kink community and
sex workers.
Sex workers.
You had a long list
of
people who don't get served.
I do.
Feel free. Lay it out there.
So my primary goal is to be there for people who don't normally fit inside that traditional box. And that really became my goal as my experience as a consumer of mental health and relationship counseling services way before I was ever in the field.
You noticed an issue there?
Yeah, I mean, it's you never really know what you're getting into when you first meet with a therapist. So it's always important for anybody to be a conscious consumer and do your shopping and try different people out. But there's an added level of anxiety that's involved when your relationship might not look like what other people expect it to. And then you get to spend time figuring out whether your clinician is going to be judgmental or okay with it or pathologizing it. And that's not helpful, to say the least.
Yeah. I won't get off on a tangent now. I'll let you keep talking. But do you mind talking a little bit about your training? I was really intrigued that you kind of got in on the ground floor of this and you have really excellent training.
Sure. I was really lucky to just literally stumble upon a program that I immediately applied for, which was a master's in clinical psychology specializing in working with LGBT clients. It was amazing training and an amazing experience. At the time, it was the only program like that in the country. I think there are one or two more now. I don't know how similar they are. Great education. I spent a year doing training at the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center in their mental health clinic. Stepping out of training, I had worked with one heterosexual individual. I've added more to my list at this point, but I was pretty proud of that at the time.
I did a little reading on how you've written up on the Sprig website. Mm-hmm. A welcome to any potential new clients, and do you mind talking about your approach mm-hmm. when you begin working with a client?
Sure. So my training is in affirmative therapy, which really looks at the way that outside pressures, things like homophobia and heteronormativity and all these outside pressures from society impact the individual. Mm-hmm. And they're really important to look at when we're looking at things like anxiety, depression, identity issues, relationship problems. It's amazing how even not being aware of it, things like internalized homophobia can affect a relationship. Mm. And I think when you work with the average trained therapist who isn't aware of needing to look for things like that, those are often overlooked, and they're really an important factor.
And if those additional issues that people face, if you can't get help and you try to muddle through it on your own and it's not getting anywhere, what can that cause? What are the results of that untreated, unhelped issues?
All sorts of things. So anxiety, depression, things like substance abuse, mm-hmm. Relationship problems, any number of things, really.
Wow. Highlighting once again how important what you're doing is in our community. And it also highlights the diversity of the offerings that Sprig Health provides. It's a very diverse list. And again, we're talking with Morgan Fitzgibbon. She is a therapist practicing in Portland, and she specializes in LGBTQ, works with people, LGBTQ community, as well as poly or non-monogamous couples. And you don't only counsel individuals, you will counsel groups and couples and mm-hmm. groups.
That's right. I tend to refer to my relationship counseling as relationship counseling and not couples counseling or marriage therapy, because a lot of my partners that I work with have multiple partners. And so there may not just be two people in the room, or even if I'm only working with two people, there's other people involved. So that's why I prefer to call it relationship counseling.
And you mentioned your approach. What is your outcome? I mean, if you had your dream come true, what would be the outcome of your work with these folks?
Oh,
what do you try to help them get to?
My primary goal is to give people a place where they can feel 100% comfortable truly being themselves. And I think the Portland area is far more accepting than a lot of places, but still be surprised at how many people come from rural areas or really conservative backgrounds or religious backgrounds and have never had the opportunity to just feel okay with who they are. So that's always my primary goal.
And how do you do that? I'm kind of curious. Do you have an approach that has worked?
That varies so much from person to person, but that's when I fall back on that affirmative training and really just kind of helping people to identify things like toxic shame, things that, old messages that they're getting from other people that aren't themselves and how they have taken those on and how they're repeating them to themselves without even realizing it. Does so much damage to people.
Yes, when I was reading your materials, it seemed applicable. You mentioned it's applicable to anyone that's felt like a black sheep, an outlier. You know, so many people at KBOO, listeners, we're all trying to do our thing, and we don't quite fit in, perhaps. But, you know, I think people can understand really the long-term impact of that. If you don't find a community, if you don't find people who hear you and get you, it can just... so unfortunate.
It is.
You know?
And I think often, even when people have found that community, because they've had this long experience of feeling like an outsider, sometimes they can sit in a room full of people just like them and still feel like, I don't belong here. And that's where that all that shame plays a part in working on identifying what that shame is and how to make it be quiet. Mm-hmm.
So people listening out there, do you mind giving your personal contact information
sure.
and then also how folks can work through Sprigg Health to reach you?
Mm-hmm. So you can now find me through the Sprigg providers list on the Sprigg Health website. You can also contact me directly. My phone number is 971-295-0222. You can email me at morganfitzgibbon@gmail.com.
And it's true you do a free intro session typically?
I do a free initial consultation. It gives people an opportunity to come in and meet with me, see if we might feel like a good fit, get to know what they're looking for, what my services are like. Like I said, I think it's important for people to be an informed consumer, and I think that's an important part of that.
We're speaking with Morgan Fitzgibbon. We'll hear a little more about what she offers through Sprigg Health after we welcome back Delphine and Leela.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you. And welcome back to KBOO Membership Central. We want to thank Lyndon from Corbett for renewing their membership. We want to thank Ian from Southwest Portland for renewing membership. It's key, folks. If you have a membership and you haven't thought about updating your membership for the last couple of years, call in now, 877-500-5266. You're important to this station going forward, making the kind of programming that you appreciate. Call now or see us on the web at kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. You can make your donation there. I can't express what an amazing program this is, not only bringing forward a local model of alternative healthcare, alternative ways of accessing healthcare, Sprigg Health, but talking about inclusive care, like relationship therapy for people that considers themselves the black sheep or the outsider, the LGBT, various family groups. It's remarkable. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Call 877-500-5266. We have at KBOO a very small paid staff and a very large group of volunteers who love the news, who love public affairs, who love to produce programming. They're all volunteers from our community sharing their passions. You too can share your passion with KBOO. Become a member. Come on down. You can learn how to produce quality community-based radio at the KBOO station. And today, when three or four companies own most of the radio stations in America, KBOO is independent, local, free, and based right here in our community. But free isn't free. We need funds to continue our mission here. So call now, 877-500-5266. If you want to play a part in your community radio station, you can. You can pledge your support. You can volunteer your time. If you have a good idea, you can become a programmer and host your own show, just like Leanne is doing tonight with Bread and Roses. Call 877-500-5266 right now, or see us on the web, kboo.fm, and click on the tip jar. I hear the phones ringing, and I hope for sure that there are some long-term listeners of Bread and Roses who are calling in now to update their pledges, update their memberships. For a $90 minimum donation, you can get the That shirt that labels just about every black sheep and outsider group you can think of that are proud to be part of KBOO. So call now, 877-500-5266. We want to hear from you right now. A $90 minimum donation for your That shirt, you're going to be paying 25 cents a day. You can't get a coffee, you can't get a newspaper for 25 cents a day. Call now, 877-500-5266, and we're going to go back to Leanne in the studio.
You're listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO. Tonight, we welcome representatives from Sprigg Health. Sprigg Health is a local company. They provide an alternative way to access affordable health care. We have Sabrina Blair, the manager of customer relations. And right now, we're speaking with their newest provider, a therapist, Morgan Fitzgibbon. She specializes in the LGBTQ community, as well as the poly non-monogamous community. Welcome back, Morgan.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, you're the newest therapist within Sprigg Health. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the services you offer within the Sprigg Health framework?
Sure. So beyond the free initial consultation, there is an intake session, which is included with Sprigg. That's usually the time when we would sit down and get history and talk more about what your goals are in treatment. And then after that, I offer individual psychotherapy as well as relationship counseling.
Great. So everyone can go to the Sprigg Health website, sprigghealth.com. And would they look you up under your name?
Mm-hmm.
It's Morgan Fitzgibbon, two words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Morgan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the work that you're doing. All right. Sabrina Blair, manager of customer relations, you wanted to mention some other therapeutic services that Sprigg Health offers.
Yes. In addition to the wonderful services that Morgan offers, we also have counseling services for grief, disorders, mental health disorders, stress, relationship issues. We have counselors who can treat addictions such as alcohol and gambling, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, compulsions. We even have folks that can counsel, do personal coaching, personal life coaching. And so those are just some great services. We have a lot of just great therapists, and we're just so happy to have Morgan join us as a Sprigg partner. And we've just got so many services that you can just find a lot of services that you may need on there that you may not know that we have. So I really invite people to look on sprigghealth.com and take a look at what we offer and take a look at the descriptions of each of the services, because it's not real obvious in the title, but actually click on the description and take a look and see if that person is right for you. And then we invite you to give them a call and talk to them. And in Morgan's case, to schedule the free consultation and see if that provider is right for you. And then Sprigg Health is just a great way to book with this provider because you can get some great prices on the site.
And do you mind reminding folks again that it's suitable for those with insurance, with a high deductible, for instance, or those without? Just can you give folks an idea of who might be in need of these services?
Yeah, so obviously we do great with the uninsured. If you're uninsured, we have a lot of things that you would be looking for. And if you're insured, you might have your coverage might include some things that are on Sprigg, and you may not necessarily use us for those services. For example, if you have a high deductible, you may have your wellness exams already covered, but we're great for imaging and we're great for therapy if it's not covered. We're great for chiropractic, we're great for massage, all the things that may not be covered under your your plan. So look to us for those savings, and we're hoping that maybe when you need those services that you'll look to us as your trusted partner to find the things that you need. And you want to look at it now before you're sick. You don't want to look when you're sick, because when you're sick, it's too late. So if you need that CT scan, and I want to mention with a CT scan also, I had a patient who called me, I think almost when we first started, and it was $5,000 for them to get that CT scan over at one of the local hospitals. And they were able to go to our partners. They went to our partners and they found out that that pricing was a lot lower. It was, you know, in the thousands rather than the 5,000s. And of course, when they called me and I spoke with them, we looked on site and it wasn't a special price. It was just a price that was available for anybody who comes to our site. They were able to book that same CT scan for $300. So when you look at the difference between $5,000 and $300, I know for me, I would rather pay $300. I mean, I can buy my family a lot of food for the difference between those two prices. So those are the things that you want to know about before you actually need it. And take a look at Sprig, look at the site, look and see what we offer. And then when you need it, you know where to go.
Do you mind giving folks that URL once again?
Yes, absolutely. It's Sprig Health, www.sprig, S-P-R-I-G, health.com, one word.
And in 1 minute, before we welcome Delphine and Leela back, do you want to give folks another taste of your new program, Caregiver?
CareSaver.
CareSaver, pardon me.
That's okay. So CareSaver enables employee members to get an additional 10% off of the great prices already found on Sprig. So again, if you are an employee who does not have benefits and you just want to save a little bit of money, if possible, talk to your employer group. Talk to your employer and let them know that this program is available.
Great. Again, we welcome folks from Sprig Health, a local organization that helps people access affordable health care with or without insurance, cuts out the bureaucracy, and puts folks directly in touch with providers like our guest tonight, Morgan Fitzgibbon, who specializes with the LGBTQ community and the poly non-monogamous community. We're going to welcome back Delphine and Leela right now.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for bringing on people who are doing great work in the community and are able to pass this on directly to community members. This is what community radio does. It finds out the great things happening in the community, whether they are around services happening, activism happening, horrible things happening, reports on it, tells you about what is available for you, what is available for your employer. If you are an employer, what is available for your company, and helps us together build a better community. That's what community radio is about. And if you do agree, then please give us a call. 877-500-5266. Every pitch drive, I have to tell my story because I think it's a very relevant story. I am from the country of France, and there's no such thing as community radio in the country of France. And I have been volunteering for community radio for 4 years now, and this has changed my life. Not only because of the power you gain when you are on the microphone, when you are learning skills, not just for free, but for the benefit of the community. And I am actually now going to school for journalism because I have found my voice on community radio. And I think that my story is not unique. I think that a lot of people come to community radio with concerns and are giving a platform to express themselves. And if you feel that community radio does this for you, if you feel that what you hear, you can only hear on KBOO, if you feel that what you tell on community radio, you cannot tell anywhere else, what is being presented to you, then please give us a call right now and contribute financially to KBOO. 877-500-5266. You can also go onto our website, kboo.fm. There is a tip jar on the right-hand corner. You can click there. It would take you through this very easy process for you to donate. If you are have never listened online, you can click on the Listen Now button and you can hear everything that's going on the air. If you missed your favorite program, you can look up your favorite program from this afternoon or yesterday and listen to the podcast. These are all the different things that you can do on our website, kboo.fm.
And you know, KBOO is founded on the principle of emphasizing unpopular, controversial, or neglected perspectives on important local, national, and international issues. So, like Del says, if you agree with the position that this sort of show is why you listen to KBOO, call us. And if you don't agree, call us, 877-500-5266. We're interested in an inclusive perspective. If you have a different thought that you want to bring to the air, join KBOO. Yes. Come on down. Add your skills to the mix. Add your opinions to the mix. We welcome all. And, you know, shows like this Bread and Roses show, it's not everyone's cup of tea. Some people love the idea that there's a different way, perhaps, to access healthcare, that this show is bringing forth a model. Other people, it's not their thing. They'd like something different. Contribute. Become a member. And the world is open to you at KBOO. You can train, you can become a programmer, but we need you to call now, 877-500-5266, or see us on the web at kboo.fm. It doesn't cost much to make a huge difference at KBOO. We like to suggest that what you make an hour might be a good monthly contribution for you. So if you make $10 an hour, if you make $20 an hour, think of that as your monthly contribution. $100 a year is only 27 cents a day. I don't think I know anyone that doesn't spend at least 27 cents a day on a newspaper, a latte, a cookie in the afternoon. Call now, 877-500-5266. You can make a difference at KBOO.
You can also just decide how you want to give and what you want to give, because we do not want to alienate anybody. If you only have a cent a day to donate, please do that. If you only have $5 to donate for an entire year, please do that. If you have way more than that, or just something in between, please donate. This is why we need you to call, so you can talk to our volunteers and they can tell you how easy it is to donate, how painless it is to donate, because you can donate a little bit every month and contribute this way. I was just talking to my friend Ian, who just left and donated a little bit earlier, and he said, I feel that if all of us listening to KBOO donated $5 a month, it would make such a huge impact, and maybe more impact than 10 people donating $1,000. Though if you do have $1,000 to donate to KBOO, please do so, because you know why you listen. You know why you are tuned in right now. I do not know many people who just keep KBOO on the background. KBOO makes you think. KBOO produces shows that have you be engaged in your community. 877-500-5266. Donate now.
Thank you, Delphine and Leela. You're listening to Bread and Roses. We have folks from Sprigg Health with us tonight, and they have generously donated some gifts. For those of you listening, please call in before the hour is up. We have two massages or chiropractic visits that are up, as well as a mammogram screening. Thank you. So please call 877-500-5266. The next 5 minutes. With us in the house, we've had Sabrina Blair, Manager of Customer Relations at Sprigg Health, local organization that helps people access affordable health care. We also have had one of their practitioners, their newest therapist, Morgan Fitzgibbons. She specializes in the LGBTQ community and the poly non-monogamous community. In the last few minutes, why don't you all give folks information about how they can get in touch with you? Morgan, would you like to go first?
Sure. So, once again, you can find me under the practitioners on the Sprigg Health website. You can also contact me on my phone at 971 295 0222 or at Morgan Fitzgibbon, which is FITZGIBBON,
two words,
gmail.com.
Oh, excuse me. It's two words in real life, one word.
Yeah, one word.
One word on your website. Forgive me. And Sabrina Blair.
So you can find us at www.sprighealth.com. That's S-P-R-I-G health.com. We also have a link to the CareSaver program on the front page. And you can also give us a call at 855-697-7744. And an easy way to remember that is it is 855-MY-SPRIG. Again, that's 855-697-7744. And if you have any questions, please feel free to send us an email or give us a call. And the email is customer-service@sprighealth.com.
And again, Sprig Health, if you're an individual with or without insurance, or if you're an employer interested in their brand new CareSaver program to help you pass on savings to your employees, get in touch with sprighealth.com. Thank you so much, Morgan Fitzgibbon, Sabrina Blair. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us and sharing your important work in the community.
Thank you so much. It was so fun to be here again, and it was just such an honor, and just it was so exciting to talk about the Sprig Health program again, and we've been doing very well. Thank you to all of your listeners who gave us so much support last time we came in, and we're just looking forward to helping out more in the community and just being a part of this great Portland community.
Yay. Thank you again, both of you. And I'd like to make a little community announcement. Delphine, you've been hearing her lovely French accent during the show. She is involved in a really excellent fundraising effort. She is putting on an all-ages fundraising event to benefit the Organization of Audio Storytelling Workshops for At-Risk Youth. So Tuesday, April 16th, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Slab Town, 1033 Northwest 16th Avenue. There are going to be six performers, and Slab Town is going to donate 10% of the proceeds to this effort. Dell's trying to buy equipment to teach media skills to at-risk youth. It's a beautiful program, so come down to Slab Town Tuesday the 16th. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Bread and Roses, KBOO's Feminist News and Public Affairs Collective. We are always interested in new members. Get in touch with Ani Haynes, our volunteer coordinator here at KBOO. And we would love to welcome you, teach you the skills you need to be in front of the mic or behind the scenes. Don't be afraid. I used to be, but it's really very cool. Again, you've been listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO. Thank you, Sprig Health, for being here. We're going to go out with Luscious Jackson, City Song.
Taking the side streets and I'm cruising down the alleyways and I'm feeling the cool breeze across my face. I'm losing a fine and I'm breaking too fast, 'cause I'm not fit to go on like this. Music in my head, the rhythm keeps me fit. The sounds around me in these high frequencies, there's no place like home. Is no place like home. Stoned alone in the city of vast abuse.
You just got finished listening to Bread and Roses. Coming up next is Heart Knock Radio. Keep it locked.
I sit on this, you stupid. Talk all about you.
But just keep sitting here till you roll on three.
After 12 years of marriage, my husband went to prison. Listen how we kept our love alive on Prison Pipeline on April 8th.
The key to keeping our love alive was communication, right, Sharon?
When did that happen, honey?
Oh, weren't we communicating on a regular basis?
Is that what you call it?
And the communication continues. I guess you'll just have to listen to Prison Pipeline to hear the rest of the story. That's Prison Pipeline, April 8th at 6:30 p.m.
Highlight the Oakland International Film Festival happening now through the 7th, showing at various venues throughout the Bay Area. The festival showcases a diverse collection of international narrative, documentary, and animated films. This year, the festival celebrates its 11th season of presenting independent films from around the world, as well as homegrown filmmakers. Joining us now by phone to discuss filmmaking as a social process, as well as her latest endeavor, Unique Ladies, which is also screening this week, this Sunday, at the Oakland International Film Festival, is filmmaker, director, and producer Gloria Moran. Gloria, welcome to the airwaves of Hard Knock Radio.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, it's definitely a pleasure to have you here, and I definitely need to big up David Roach for putting us in contact with you. Now, your film, Unique Ladies, provides unprecedented access to the competitive culture of lowriders, seen through the eyes of San Diego's first all-women's lowrider club. The women use their vehicles as art-filled expressions of working-class feminism to empower their community, address gender inequality, as well as to create a narrative void of the hypersexualized images of women seen on the cover of most magazines, but in particular car magazines, as we're looking at the lowrider culture. This documentary proves that the sisters can and are hanging with the boys. Gloria, how did you first discover this all-women's lowrider club, and what prompted you to want to document her story?
Well, to start off, as I've always been involved with lowrider culture from growing up with my dad from Stockton, who we would, you know, go back and go to car shows every weekend. So I grew up already having an affection for the lifestyle itself. But as I got older and I was in college at UC Santa Cruz and I was coming into my budding Chicana feminism, I started kind of looking at lowrider culture through this perspective of, yes, there's like a grave omission of women's work and representation. And I had found like maybe just a couple mentions here and there in a magazine, and I thought there's probably more. And it actually ended up culminating into a large ethnographic thesis. And then I pursued that into creating